Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Are you ready to create a joyful life? You came here to make a difference in the world, and you can do it. We can show you how. Move beyond the basics of health and wealth and into a life of lasting joy with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen in as Lynn and her inspiring guests talk about what really matters in life and be who your soul wants you to be.
Welcome to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. I'm Jamie McGonigal, your co-host and co-founder of the Angelic Initiative, here with Lynn McGonigal, founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method and founder of the Angelic Initiative, and your host. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast at 1510 a.m. WUFC Boston, heard every second Sunday at 6 p.m. You can also tune into our show on our station, Dream Vision 7 Radio, every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for our European friends. To learn more and for a full station schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Friends, we're all spiritual beings having a human experience. Our souls have a plan for our lives before we're born. We know there are going to be challenges, but we expect to win. Then we're born, it's harder than we thought it would be, and we start to play small in the game of life. Our lives get off track. The Lightworkers Healing Method is a way to get back on track with your soul plan, creating a life of joy in a world that works. Every month we talk about how to get unstuck, move forward in life, and find joy. This month we're focusing on the divine plan and what it means for each of us. We'll be channeling words of the angels, guides, and higher dimension beings, just as we do in our daily videos and in our healing sessions. Lynn?
Hello. It is wonderful to be here. Be here is a strange word because we're not in our normal place. We are on temporary assignment, and from our temporary assignment, we're on another temporary assignment. So it's interesting. Life is an endless stream of unexpected events. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have.
Absolutely. And so we have to adjust to that. Well, we don't have to adjust to that. We can stay stuck, but life works better when we adjust to the changes. Would you agree with that?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, and so we're here to channel the messages that are coming through about the changes that are happening in the divine plan and how we can each adjust to those changes and how we can move forward and create for ourselves a life of joy in a world that works. How does that sound to you?
That sounds fantastic and extremely relevant.
Very relevant. We live in interesting times, friends. Very interesting times. So, in the Lightworkers Healing Method and in the Angelic Initiative, we begin all of our gatherings, all of our events, all of our classes with a process of opening to create sacred space that we call the opening process, and we'll begin with that right now. Now, if you're in a place where you can close your eyes safely, go ahead and do that because it helps you withdraw your focus from the world around you and place your focus on Source, on the Divine Presence. So, just for a moment, let's notice our bodies, notice our breathing. If there's any pain or tightness, pressure or discomfort, we just breathe into that with love. Pain is just a messenger. We're not here to push this away. We're not trying to force it to go away. Pain is here to tell us something. And so the moment we receive the message and act on it, the pain dissolves. So if you have discomfort right now, just breathe into it with curious love. And if it needs more than that breath of attention to dissolve, then make a date to come back to it, maybe at the end of this show, maybe at the end of the day, but make a date to come back to it and keep your promise and just be present with the situation in your body. Just be present with what is. But for now, draw your focus into the center of your chest, the center of the heart chakra, and begin to expand expand your heart chakra, opening to universal presence, opening wider, 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 starting to draw in light and love from source until it fills the heart chakra so full of love, it bulges and expands with love, and then exhales out the back in a river of love. Now there's a river of love flowing through us and around us, front to back, front to back. Notice how the chakra continues to expand, moving from as big as a hula hoop in diameter to from outstretched fingertip to as big as the room that you're in to much bigger than the entire building that you're in, perhaps for some of you. And if that happens, let it happen. Let this river of love flow through you and around you, front to back, front to back, front to back, flowing through you and through your life. And as this river flows, move your attention with focus out the back of the heart chakra and start to throw open the doors of the back of the heart chakra to invite in that element of divine presence you're most personally comfortable with, be it Christ consciousness, Buddha nature, divine mother, or something else entirely. You don't even need to know what it is. You can invite it in by feel, by pitch, by vibration, drawing that presence into the back, inviting that presence into the back of the heart chakra until once again the chakra bulges, expands, and exhales out the front. Now the river of love is flowing in the back and out the front, in the back and out the front, through us, around us, through us and through our lives, swishing the rivers back to front and front to back, creating a turbulence, clearing, cleansing, even swishing the energy left to right and right to left, clearing the riverbed of the heart chakra where the grief settles, the sadness, the fear, the despair, the rage. Ooh. Ooh, sorry, friends. Physical reactions to energy shifts are common, and they include coughs, sneezes, hiccups, burps, throat clearings. So if you're experiencing any of those right now, don't suppress that. Just let it happen, because if we try to suppress the physical reaction, it can actually suppress the energy shift, and we want the energy to shift. So just swishing that side to side, left to right, right to left, through the riverbed of the heart chakra. Now we draw our focus down to the feet, opening up the feet, reaching through the feet to the very center of the planet. We begin to draw up divine planetary energy, Father Earth and Mother Earth, drawing it up through us and around us in an upward rising river of love, letting the river flow straight on up through us and through our lives, from source below to source above. And now we engage in this eternal process of straightening the energy body. There's always more we can do, drawing the focus up, 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 up to the crown, through the crown, through the mental body, through the astral planes. Keep going, right direction. Source is farther away than we think. It is not right above our heads. Reaching up, reaching up, reaching up. Whew, connecting into that pool of healing frequencies, the rainbow of healing frequencies, drawing in all the healing frequencies we currently have access to, have ever had access to, will ever have access to, drawing these through us and around us in a downward flow, letting the river flow down, 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 source above to source below, through us and through our lives, swishing the rivers top to bottom and bottom to top, creating turbulence, cleansing, clearing, drawing the focus to the intersection of heart chakra and vertical channels, letting it build a critical mass of love until it pops into a huge bubble of light and love, creating safe, sacred, private, healing, learning, growing space for us to have our conversation in today. Noticing the outside of the bubble, strong and light, bright and resilient, crackling with light, with love, with electricity. It's really clear only beings that we invite in can join us. All of this pass around. This is safe, sacred, private, healing, growing space. Now we're asking our guides, all of our guides, yours too, friends, our guides and angels, the guardian angels, and the light beings, all the higher dimension healing beings and higher dimension beings who are willing to be with us today. We're grateful, grateful, grateful for their presence. And right around us, there's spinning a vortex like a white tornado of divine love, sucking up everything that's being released the moment it's being released, leaving us continually in clear, sacred space, drawing that focus, that vortex down, 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 so it's not only around us, but going down beneath us, clearing the foundations of our lives as well. and through the center of the vortex, right down the middle, there's flowing a waterfall of love, pure, divine essence of love, the living waters, letting it flow through us and around us, through us and through our lives, creating sacred space for us to live and work and have our conversation in today. Now, friends, Jamie and I have a video series that's on YouTube, and it's a daily series, The Angelic Initiative. It's on our YouTube channel, which sadly is under my name, Lynn McGonigal. I wish it were a catchier YouTube channel name, but it's under Lynn McGonigal. But if you search YouTube for The Angelic Initiative, our videos will come up. They just may not come up in order. In our channel, they show in order. And in the Angelic Initiative, we channel a daily session that we edit and compress so that we give you the high points, and the goal is 15 minutes or less. It can go a little bit over. And today, the instructions from the higher dimension beings to us are to do the radio show like we do our video shows, and to just channel a session. Now, in the light workers' healing method, we do sessions, facilitate sessions in angelically guided multidimensional energy healing for soul purpose. The intention is to draw each of us into our soul plan so that we're living the lives we've been born to live, to step into our destiny, to fulfill our greatness, our potential for greatness. So these sessions are driven by the intention. Intention is powerful. And so our intention for this radio opportunity today is to channel whatever it is the guides and angels wish to say about the divine plan and how it is shifting, evolving, and unfolding. Shifting and evolving is more what they want to talk with. Right now they said it's not about it unfolding. It's more about the shifting in the plan. So that is our intention, to have this discussion in such a way as to align the entire biosphere of Earth with its divine plan, and to trigger the awakening on Earth throughout the biosphere, this awakening whose time has come. Jamie, do you have anything to add to this before we begin?
Well, and the divine plan has been shifting so rapidly lately. And the interesting thing about this shift in the plan is that there was originally a plan. There have been many plans. I think using the word originally is misleading. There was a plan that we were working towards, we as a biosphere moving towards. And it became clear that that plan was no longer relevant.
Why wasn't it relevant? What happened?
Well, because in order for that plan to come to fruition, lots of steps were needing to be taken, and those steps weren't being taken.
Taken by whom?
By us. And not just us, you and I, but by us as a biosphere.
You mean free will?
Free will, exactly. We are living in a free will universe.
So people, and people is a loose term, human beings and people of other species, sentient beings, weren't stepping into their greatness, weren't living their soul plan?
Exactly. And the divine plan was built on these soul plans. If everyone does their part, the plan can come to fruition. And it became clear that that wasn't going to happen. So the plan had to be reworked. And the plan was completely taken off the table, completely restarted,
what
built
do you mean?
Again.
Do you mean in the higher dimensions?
In the higher dimensions, exactly.
You mean by the guardian angels and the spirit guides? The guardian angels?
We could call them the guardian angels, yes.
Yes.
The wise, loving beings who are connected to each of us sentient beings and who work tirelessly to keep us living as close to our soul plan as possible. Because of the free will universe, we make it very difficult for them.
It makes it a fun and challenging game.
It really does. Like herding cats.
Right. Herding humans. Ever so much more challenging
than
herding cats.
Ever so much more challenging than herding cats.
The guides do appreciate the challenge of the game, but it makes them sad when too many people don't step up, because then the shifting is challenging from very many.
Right, and what we're dealing with right now is biosphere in opposition, a biosphere with oppositional defiance disorder. So it's not a question of too many sentient beings not living their soul plans. It's a question of all the sentient beings.
Almost no one.
Almost no one. All of them resisting.
Right.
Almost no one living their soul plan. So the plan that everything was moving towards was no longer possible. That's
right.
Just the way it works. It's no longer possible. So time to make a new plan.
Right. And so this oppositional defiant disorder, this resistance to our own individual soul plans, manifests in our lives in variety of ways. Our lives stop working on one level or another, or multiple levels, yes?
Oh, exactly. Our physical bodies can get sick. Our financial situation can go awry. Things start to not work.
Right. Relationships can fall apart.
Relationships.
We start to feel anxious or depressed, et cetera.
Exactly, exactly.
So these are common, and this is, you know, friends, this is how it is. This is how it is right now for our biosphere, because we as a planet have been living unsustainably for a very long time, a very long time, and we are entering the period of payback.
Exactly.
Payback, not in a harsh or punitive sense, but simply that actions have consequences. Nothing, you know, everything has a consequence, and we have been acting for a long time as if we didn't have consequences to our actions.
Exactly. We've been living as if we make the rules.
Yes, which is, you know what that's called?
Lie.
Well, a fantasy.
Wishful thinking.
Fantasy. That's not how it works. We don't get to make the rules. That isn't how it works. We can acknowledge the rules, and we can play by the rules, or we can pretend the rules don't exist. Those are the two choices. But pretending the rules don't exist doesn't make the rules go away.
Right, exactly.
And in Eastern traditions, sometimes it's referred to as the law of karma or the law of destiny, which those words have also been twisted to mean something that they don't really mean. It's not punitive. It's simply that everything has a consequence. Every thought, every word, every deed has a consequence.
Exactly. Everything is being recorded.
Yes. You don't get away with nothing.
Exactly. And not in a judgmental or harsh way.
No. Everything is seen with wise, loving eyes, and we're given a lot of grace, but we, as a biosphere, have run through our tank of grace. We've spent it. It's like we're coasting on fumes.
And so now we're starting to notice in the biosphere how this compounded not following the soul plan is affecting the biosphere itself. Our biosphere itself is starting to not function anymore.
Right. Arctic ice is melting. Antarctic ice shelves are breaking up. Sea levels are rising. Record temperatures are being recorded. Toxic waves of disease are spiraling the planet. We call it cancer, quote unquote, but it's really a reaction to the toxicity, which is how we're handling our garbage and our waste, and we're not living sustainably. We're not trying to be a negative bummer. What we're trying to say is, look, friends, we're born into this time for a reason, and the reason is for each of us to step up and do something to affect a change, and we can do it. We can do it. You can do it. You can do what you were born here to do and be who your soul came here to be. You can do it, but let's not pretend that we have much. We don't have longer. Time's up for lolling on the couch. It's time to get up and do something. And so many of us get hung up because we think, holy moly, this world is in a world of hurt. The problems are big and overwhelming, and I can't do anything, so I'm just going to pretend it isn't happening and ignore the whole thing, and maybe it'll go away, which is wishful thinking. It's not going to go away.
Right, exactly. And it's a world full of people who are doing that. Either people are saying, the problems are too big, there's nothing I can do, or I'm already doing enough.
No one's doing enough. Me too, me too, me too.
If we were all doing enough, our planet wouldn't be in the situation that it's in right now.
Exactly. By definition, we aren't doing enough, and we can do more. So don't get hung up on what you can't do. Don't get hung up on what you can't control. We can all do something starting right now. If nothing else, you can pick up a plastic bag, go outside and pick up some of the trash that's on the street. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. You can pick up the cigarette butts, too. I personally had an aversion to that, but I have found I can get over that, and I can even pick up cigarette butts. So the point of that is to start somewhere with something manageable that isn't overwhelming, but to start right now, today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till tomorrow. Do something today. It can be really small, or it can be something bigger. There are retirement facilities everywhere with people whose grandchildren don't come to visit them, whose children live far away, and who are lonely. You could go and read a book, read them an article from a magazine. There's so much we can do to be of service. There's opportunities to help everywhere.
Exactly. Opportunities to help in such a huge variety of different causes. If you like animals, help animals. If you're concerned about the environment, help the environment. Do something. And now, friends, we're going to a break. You're listening to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be, and I'm your co-host, Jamie McGonigal, here with Lynn McGonigal, founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method. Find out more about the Lightworkers Healing Method and the Angelic Initiative at www.lightworkers.com.
Lightworkersmethod.com. www.lightworkersmethod.com.
You can be who your soul wants you to be. In just a few minutes, we'll be back for more.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough? Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join us every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern for the Jen Royster Show with your host, Dr. Jen, on a spiritual journey inward where hope and love bring healing to life's greatest challenges. Enjoy metaphysical topics, intuitive angel reads, guided healing meditations, and inspirational interviews. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Are you a healing practitioner or a serious spiritual seeker? Do you want to be who your soul wants you to be and help others do the same? You can learn angelically guided energy healing with the Lightworkers Healing Method. Because its goal is to align us with our soul's life purpose, LHM is both a healing system and a spiritual growth vehicle. You can return to your natural state of joy and fulfillment and help others do the same. It's a skill, not a gift, and nothing is off limits. Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Come to LightworkersMethod.com as taught at Kripalu and the Institute of Noetic Sciences. Course credits are available.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome back. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM WUFC Boston. I'm Jamie McGonigal, your co-host, here with Lynn McGonigal, host of Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. We're talking today about the divine plan and what it means for each of us, and we'll be channeling the words of the angels, guides, and higher dimension beings just as we do in our daily videos and in our sessions. Lynn?
Friends, a couple of days ago, or might be even as long as a week ago, in our video sessions that are posted on our YouTube channel, the videos are in a series called The Angelic Initiative, which is the name of our all-volunteer organization. We're the founder and co-founder of an all-volunteer organization with a mission to help all beings live their soul plans, creating lives of joy and a world that works. In other words, to trigger the awakening here on Earth, the awakening whose time has come. And so every day we channel a session for planetary healing. We record these and post these as video episodes, segments of it, compilations of it, as video episodes. And a couple of days, or perhaps a week ago in these episodes, we were honored to see a strategy meeting in the higher dimensions of these guardian angels, these very powerful and wise and compassionate and loving higher dimension beings who are working to trigger the awakening and manifest the divine plan here on Earth and throughout the galaxy and throughout the universe. And they were going over what they refer to as Plan B, the reason being because Plan A isn't unfolding, at least in this part of the galaxy, because this part of the galaxy seems to have oppositional defiant disorder, where if the guardian angel says, turn left, the person says, no, I won't, you can't make me, I will turn right. And if the guardian angel says, turn right, the person says, no, I won't, you can't make me, and turns left, which is a fascinating conundrum if your work is to help someone live their soul plan so that they can create a life of joy in a world that works. People are struggling for their right to suffer, unfortunately. It's really unfortunate. So we were privileged to be shown a strategy meeting where the guides, our guardian angels, are working over Plan B, and they're very mindful and extremely thorough and careful, and they gather statistics, and they're not rushing and to any conclusions. And they had come to the conclusion that their first plan was not, Plan A was not coming together so distinctly that they needed to start again at ground level and rebuild the plan. And so over the past 2.5 months, perhaps, They've been rebuilding this plan, and we've been privileged to watch snippets of that as it's unfolding, and we have watched it start what looks like a model made of toothpicks, the individual plans, to something that looks very sleek and high-tech and finished, and it's humming with life. It's in gear, engaged. And the fascinating thing is that the new plan is really not all that different from the old plan. It's very comforting in a way to have watched the process, to know that this is, in fact, what's necessary, that they came to a conclusion of what was necessary and said, wow, let's be sure. And they put their old model on the shelf, and they didn't look at it, and they started again with all the individual soul plans. All the guides had to turn in paperwork for what their person was going to do, or was what is my person going to do. They had to put it on the table, turn in paperwork, the individual plan, where the guardian angel says, this is what I believe my person will do. And then all of those plans were accumulated, woven together, to come up with the overall divine plan for the biosphere. And it does not look much different here at the end of August than it did at the end of May. We were given, have been given 3 months in between because the plan was set aside and reworked from scratch. And now it looks remarkably similar, remarkably similar. So the other day, we were discussing with the higher dimension beings how similar the new plan looks to the old plan. And we said, wow, we still see, unfortunately, disasters in New York and disasters in the D.C. area and disasters in the Orlando area. These are places that we know and love. We've actually lived in two of those three areas, and I've lived close to Orlando for, goodness gracious, since I was 9 years old, and I'm 56. So a good long time. It's an area I know and love. And we're not happy about any of this. Jamie, you lived in New York, right?
Yes, I did.
And currently, right now, we're stationed in Washington, D.C. area, right?
Yes, indeed.
So there are those three areas. Now, there may very well be other areas that are equally well involved that we just don't have awareness of because we're not as familiar with them. But unfortunately, we can see how these three areas are going to be impacted by the changes that are necessary, right?
Exactly.
The guides, the guardian angels, call this the fulcrum plan, the fulcrum plan. And so in the fulcrum plan, the exercise is, the assignment rather than the exercise, the assignment is to raise the vibrations. And the question is how to do that. The assignment is to raise the vibrations of the biosphere. Would you agree with this, Jamie? Is that the channeling rather?
Yes, absolutely.
Check me on that. Ask to be shown. Is that indeed the assignment?
Yes, to raise the vibrations.
Raise the vibrations. And so there have been many other easier ways offered over the millennia for us to do that. But unfortunately, since we have oppositional defiant disorder as a biosphere, we're not acting on those. So now there's this fulcrum plan. It's very simple. It's foolproof. It doesn't require the cooperation, I guess we'd call it, of really anybody, right?
Right, exactly.
So in the fulcrum plan, a fulcrum is a seesaw. So picture a seesaw. It's got our vibrations on one end, and the vibrations right now are whatever they are, whatever they are. That's the low end. It's like we're sitting on the seesaw, right? And the assignment of the guardian angels is to raise our vibrations. So they're going to put something heavier than we are on the opposite end of the seesaw, and we will go up. Just like children, yes?
Yes, exactly.
The fulcrum plan. So when we ask, what is this heavy thing that's going on the other end of the seesaw? What is the heavy thing that's going on at the end of the seesaw? Any guesses?
Well, it looks like suffering.
It looks like suffering. It smells like suffering.
Yeah, I think that's suffering.
I hear crashing. I hear wailing.
Yeah.
Suffering. So it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Everything happens for a reason, and the reason is always for good. It's never to punish us. It's never to punish us. This, do this, too. The fact of the matter is the Industrial Revolution hasn't been the amazing gift that we wanted it to be, that we as a species wanted it to be. Instead, it's polluting our planet. It is making our lives easier. That is true.
It's true.
But that is not raising our vibrations. It actually seems to have the opposite impact. It seems to be lowering the vibrations.
Exactly. And there's this pervading theory that challenge is bad. We keep trying to make things easier, 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 less challenging, less challenging, less challenging. And the less challenging the situation gets, the less we grow.
And the less we do.
The less we do.
The less we learn.
Exactly.
The less we expand, the more we stay small.
Exactly.
So, hence the need for more challenges in our lives, and hence what the guardian angels call the fulcrum plan. The fulcrum plan. So, friends, this is not a gloom and doom message. This is a message of what's coming. What's coming, which is good. It's different and it's challenging, but easy is overrated. Challenge isn't bad. Challenge is just challenge.
And now we're going to a break. You're listening to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be, and I'm your co-host, Jamie McGonigal. Here with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method and the founder of the Angelic Initiative. Find out more about the Lightworkers Healing Method and the Angelic Initiative at www.lightworkersmethod.com. That's www.lightworkersmethod.com. You can be who your soul wants you to be. In just a few minutes, we'll be back for more.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. Join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts and celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. Callers into the show are in a drawing. It's every first Saturday at 2 p.m.
Are you a healing practitioner or a serious spiritual seeker? Do you want to be who your soul wants you to be and help others do the same? You can learn angelically guided energy healing with the Lightworkers Healing Method. Because its goal is to align us with our soul's life purpose, LHM is both a healing system and a spiritual growth vehicle. You can return to your natural state of joy and fulfillment and help others do the same. It's a skill, not a gift, and nothing is off limits. Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Come to LightworkersMethod.com as taught at Kripalu and the Institute of Noetic Sciences. Course credits are available.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through heart living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, J.T. started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
Welcome back. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM WUFC Boston. I'm Jamie McGonigal, your co-host, here with Lynn McGonigal, host of Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. We're talking today about the divine plan and what it means for each of us.
Friends, in our sessions that we video over the past week or so, one of many topics that have come up are having to do with what the guardian angels refer to as American institutions. And it's interesting because they combine the U.S. and Canada into one society that they're referring to, and this is not to imply that their Canadian friends are lesser than our friends from the United States, because actually it seems as though the guides prefer the Canadian forms of government and the Canadian ways of economic and governmental systems. It's actually the opposite of what many people's opinions may be. We have been privileged to serve what the guardian angels refer to as the higher souls of the American institutions, which includes the U.S. and Canada. And we see these institutions such as government and education and the arts and Western medicine and the military and so on, all these institutions that come together to form what we would call, quote, the pillars of society, unquote. we watch the higher souls of these institutions, and the higher souls are locked out of the institutions who purport to carry out their work in the world. It's really sad to watch. You can see our videos on this topic, the channelings that were coming through at the time, but this is also a channeling that you're listening to right now. We're channeling the guardian angels right now. This is a synopsis of some really cool stuff, actually, but it's a synopsis. And so we've watched how the pillars of society, such as education, medicine, etc., have locked out their own higher souls as an institution. They don't want to be who they have been born, quote-unquote, to be. They don't want to step up and live their own destiny. They've locked out the higher souls. This, of course, makes the higher souls really sad. And it has also created this situation where the higher souls have come to a consensus that it isn't going to happen. They aren't going to be let into their own institutions to fulfill their destinies, and they have walked away. They have gotten on a train and moved into the future, and not just a short distance into the future. It seems to be about 3,000 years, and so in about 3,000 years, these institutions will rise again. But in the near term, over the next couple of years, we're going to see the collapse of the institutions as they exist today, because right now they are soulless. And that's a phrase that we hear sometimes, soulless. But they are literally lacking their own souls. So friends, when something is soulless, it's a strange thing. It's like there's no light behind the eyes. It's like a living dead, zombie thing. For example, the institution of justice, the American institution of justice, the legal system, is not a system in which justice prevails. And so we can no longer really refer to it accurately by calling it a justice system. That's something else. We could call it the legal system. It is the legal system, but it isn't a system of justice. It's a system that arrives at fascinating results, in which everybody loses. I'm not going to say the only people who win, but we can just go with everyone loses, and that's close enough. In education, everyone is losing. Teachers feel their hands are tied. Students feel oppressed. I got that word wrong. Everyone's losing in education. Everyone's losing in medicine, for example. The doctors feel taken advantage of. Everybody feels, the nurses feel taken advantage of, the techs feel taken advantage of, the patients do not feel empowered, they do not feel uplifted, they do not feel called into their greater good. They usually feel scared, humiliated, and in pain. If anyone's been in a hospital, that is usually how they come out of it, feeling scared, humiliated, and in pain. So that's not an institution that's fulfilling its sole purpose. And the beautiful thing has been to watch the higher souls of these institutions, how amazing and wonderful the higher souls themselves actually are, and how committed the higher souls of the institutions are to living their sole purpose. It's inspiring, friends. So they're setting an example for all of us. We can all have the same attitude. We can simply say, you know what? I was born here to make a difference. I'm going to actually start doing it. I'm going to start today to make a difference. I can't handle everything in the world because it's overwhelming, but I can do something. I can do something. I can go to the Humane Society and volunteer. I can volunteer at the Red Cross. I can go to the library and volunteer. Volunteerism makes the higher soul happy. Volunteerism contributes to the greater good. Taking selfless, courageous action on behalf of the greater good, some action that we get nothing out of personally, is the fastest way to accumulate grace. And friends, we facilitate angelically guided multidimensional energy healing for soul purpose, in which miracles happen every day. Every single day we watch miracles happen, and as miracles happen, we know They're happening through divine grace. There's no way we're creating those miracles. We don't have it in us. We're humans. But miracles happen. And they're coming through grace, and the fastest way to accumulate grace is taking selfless, courageous actions on behalf of the greater good. So, Jamie, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yes, this is true. And many of us suffer from the phenomenon of full schedules, of packing our lives so full of other things that we can convince ourselves there's no time to step up and do something for the greater good. There's no time to engage in volunteerism. There's no time to create selfless, courageous action because we have jobs and book clubs and social events. And so we can pack our schedules and use that as an excuse, make an excuse out of busy schedules. But we are in control of our schedules. We are the only ones who decide what we do with our lives.
We are. We are the drivers of our lives. We are making the choices. No one makes, quote-unquote, anybody else do anything. The other person decides to participate.
Exactly. It's a free will universe.
It's a free will universe. We desire self-determination above all. You don't get to say for me. I get to say for me is a universal reaction. And it's true.
Exactly. It is true.
And our choices create our lives. In every moment, we're either looking forward or we're looking backward. And we have choice in every moment. We can choose. We can choose to step up in every single moment.
Exactly. In every moment, life begins again.
It does. It does. And so, friends, don't look back. Don't look back. There's no point in looking back. Looking back pulls us backward, makes us sad, keeps us stuck. And we all get turned around in life every single day, many, many, many times. We're working with a higher dimension being who has a nickname. His nickname is Luce. And the other day, Luce was helping us with the sessions that were being videoed. And he was shaking our rope, our connection to Source, and he said, "Remember this. Remember this." And he shook the rope, shook the connection to Source. "Remember this." So, friends, when we are connected with Source, we know that life is safe. Our guides love us. Source has our back. That we can step into these situations that seem overwhelming and be fine and actually thrive and be joyful. When we remember our connection with Source, we can do anything. We can do anything. We can do all things strengthened by Spirit. It's true. So, friends, the world around us is compelling. It's a compelling illusion, and it continually wants to draw us into its web. We've been teaching for 7 years, we've been teaching angelically guided multidimensional energy healing for soul purpose under the name of the Lightworkers Healing Method. And we have hundreds and hundreds of students and have watched them come to these class weekends and thrive. And by the end of Sunday, they are just booming with energy. And the evaluations are straight fives, which is the highest rating. And then they walk out the door, drive past the first Wendy's sign, and they're sucked back into the illusion. And so it's compelling. Friends, you can do something to change your life, but it isn't going to happen without your making choices. You can do something. Come to our website, lightworkersmethod.com.
Friends, I hope you enjoyed our show for today on the divine plan and what it means for each of us. Here on Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be, find out more about the Lightworkers Healing Method and the Angelic Initiative Project at www.lightworkersmethod.com. That's www.lightworkersmethod.com. Join us next month on Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be to hear more about how to get unstuck, move forward in life, and find joy. Until we talk again, walk in light, live in light, be light.
Friends,
You can do it. You can be who your soul was born to be. You can step into your destiny. You can be the great being you truly are. You've come here to make a difference. You have, and you can do it. You can do it. Start today. Any action. Volunteer. Find a good that needs to be done. Find a need that needs to be met and fill it. You can do it. We love you. Walk in light. Live in light. Be light.
Thanks for tuning in to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, and her wonderful guests. We're proud to be a part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and glad to have you with us. Please join us every second Sunday at 6 p.m. and then come to lightworkersmethod.com for many freely shared learning resources. As we each do our part, the world transforms. And hasn't your soul already waited long enough?